Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. And my name's Travis. I am your host, and I am thrilled to be here, and I hope that you are thrilled to be here as well. I know that many of you have been journeying with me for, almost 50 days now. First, it was 40 days with Jesus, and then we got to 40 days, and we just decided to keep going. Why not? And so now it's every day with Jesus. And I think it's been 8 or so, maybe 10 days of every day with Jesus. So that's 50 total. And I can't go into all that God has done with me and in me in the midst of these last 50 days. I hope that you would have stories as well of, you know, getting up in the morning and saying, okay, I'm going to put first things first. The first part of my day is Jesus. And I'm going to begin a conversation with Him, and then I'm not going to say amen at the end of that conversation because it's going to last throughout the day. Because the simplicity of the gospel is the kingdom of God, the life of God is accessible, it's available, it's at hand, and we can live it. And Jesus wants us to be with Him and like Him. He wants us to follow Him, and prayer and conversation and meditation and guidance and all of that is just the normal experience of the person that has decided to give our life, their life, to walking with Jesus in the cool of the day, not only being with Him, but partnering with Him in what it is that He is doing within the world. And that begins with relationship and connection. And we've been given the Word of God in order to know who God is and what His character is. And obviously, not only is the Word of God a mirror where we see who we are, not only our brokenness, but also our glory, but it's also a window through which we're able to see the God revealed in Jesus and made known by the power of the Spirit through Scripture. So anyway, I love talking about this stuff. And so if you're new with us, welcome. I hope you have a Bible and a journal and a cup of coffee. And in just a moment, I'm going to read a passage from the Gospel of Matthew. And we're going to be in Matthew chapter 14 in just a minute in a very, very, very famous story, the feeding of the 5,000. So you can go ahead and turn there. The title of the podcast this morning is this: He Can Do a Lot with My Little. He, being Jesus, can do a lot with my, me, you, little. That's our title. And I have this question for us to get us into the space that I think this passage draws us into. And here's the question. It's not really a question. It's more of a fill in the blank. I don't have enough. What? I don't have enough money. I don't have enough strength. I don't have enough boldness. I don't have enough charisma. I'm not eloquent enough. I'm not, fill in the blank. I don't have enough. I'm not enough of. And I really would love for you to fill that blank in so that this podcast, this passage, can be personal. And often the result, however we fill in that blank, I don't have enough, I'm not enough, the result of that is we don't go after it, we don't get it, we don't try sometimes, we don't step in. We end up sending them away. Or if we can't send them away, we just end up kind of resigning and just being, you know, here as opposed to stepping into there. So the title is, He Can Do a Lot with My Little. And ponder how you'd fill in the blank. I don't have enough. I'm not enough of. So Matthew 14, beginning in verse 15. As evening approached, the disciples came to him, Jesus, and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." "Well, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," Jesus said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, and he broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. And all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides the women and the children. Now, this is, to my knowledge, I should have checked this out, the only story that is in all 4 of the Gospels, all 4 of the biographies of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Of course, the cross and the resurrection, the passion and the resurrection are in all 4 Gospels. But as far as I know, this is the only story that is in every single one of the Gospels. And that says something about something. And notice at the very beginning of the story, the disciples say, "Send the crowds away, send them away. You know, let them fend for themselves. We don't have enough." Fill in the blank. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough strength. We don't have enough charisma. We don't have enough eloquence. We don't have enough to offer. Send them away. That's the only option. Let them fend for themselves because we don't have enough. And this isn't just something we say or think about occasionally. This is a way to live. It's a way to be. My little won't do a lot. My little just won't do a lot. My little bit of generosity won't do really anything. My little bit of strength or ability just won't do really anything. I just really don't have what it takes because however we would fill in that blank, I don't have enough. So sometimes we just sit out. We send them away. We stay in the boat, which, by the way, is the next passage and will be our topic for tomorrow. We stay in the boat. We avoid the conversation. We don't start, or if we do start in a moment of, all right, we don't sustain. We don't continue. We don't, because we don't have enough. We don't have enough. And then Jesus breaks into the "I don't have enough" mantra, "I don't have enough" speech that his disciples are, you know, speaking, and he says, they don't need to go. His disciples had to have been thinking, what? What do you mean they don't need to go? Look at these crowds, Jesus. We just told you we don't have enough. And Jesus says, they don't need to go. What? I mean, what is he thinking? And then Jesus says, you give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. And they're thinking, God, we've got nothing. And this has got to remind at least a few of the disciples of John chapter 2. I don't know if you remember days and days and days ago, I did a podcast in John chapter 2 entitled, We Can Fill, But We Can't Turn. In other words, we can fill those 6 stone watering jars with water, but we can't turn them into wine. And it's almost as if Jesus is saying, remember, 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 you can fill, but you can't turn. But do what you can do, and I'll show you that I can do a lot with your little. But they persist, like we do. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and we find out in the Gospel of John that this is a little boy's lunch that they grabbed. We only have. See, that's our mantra. We only have. I mean, how is it that you and I are saying, I only have, I don't have enough of, I don't have enough? It's so self-focused. Because in that I only have, or in that self-focus, or all the labels, the inadequacy, right, the insecurity, the failures, the I wish I had, the I can't, you know, believe that I did. And Jesus breaks into that again. He says, all right, I just bring them to me. Bring what little you have to me. Ooh, it just got bigger. It just got bigger. This reminds me of the story in the Old Testament with Moses, where God says to Moses, hey, go to Egypt and deliver my people. I'm going to be with you. And Moses is like, excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. I'm not eloquent. You know, why would they listen to me? And then God says, see that staff? And if you know the story, you know that God did some serious stuff with that staff. And when God said to Moses, you see that staff? It just got bigger. When Jesus says, bring whatever little you have to me, it just got bigger. Notice Jesus doesn't say, have the crowd come to you, you know, or whatever little you have, just know that you have it. You've got it. You have it. No, he says, bring what little you have to me. Because Jesus already knows what Paul will write 20 or 25 years later. We can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. And then he takes it. He takes the bread, right? He takes it. He blesses it, or he gives thanks for it. He breaks it and he gives it. That pattern is a whole nother podcast in and of itself. Taken, blessed, broken, and given. And then this is what we're going to see before we close. And that is that he then gave it to the disciples. And the disciples gave it to the people. This miracle happened in the disciples' hands. Picture that. Picture the disciples saying, like we say, I don't have enough. How far will this go among so many? You know, I don't have enough. I'm not enough. And then Jesus blesses it, puts it in Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, etc.'s hands. And as they're passing it out, more appears in their hands. The miracle happened in the disciples' hands. They can do all things through Christ who gives them strength. And part of the point is we're not going to experience God doing a lot with our little unless we're willing to stay in the game and bring him whatever little that we have. I just want to say that again. We're not going to experience these kind of moments, this kind of life, unless we step into it to bring Jesus our little. We will never, ever, ever see that he can do a lot with my little. And they were satisfied. The crowd was satisfied. There was left over. 5,000 people were fed, not counting women and children. It was probably 20,000 that were fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish because he can do so much with our little. So let's think about our relationships. Let's think about our life. Let's think about every aspect. Because Jesus wants us to get it in and through him. In fact, he doesn't want you to have a lot. He wants you to do a lot through him. You know, he wants you to stay little so that he can stay big. So fill in the blank. I don't have enough. I'm not enough. And that's a focus on me, 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 me. And he says, why don't you focus on, you know, me, Jesus? I can do a lot with your little. So have that conversation with Jesus today and think about what he can do, what he wants to do, what he's calling us to do, even with our little. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.